AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hermine is now in the mid-Atlantic and could strengthen again into a hurricane. The people in Florida are still cleaning up from Hermine. Power is still out. There's flooding. Chris Nocco is the Pasco County Sheriff north of Tampa.
We've seen snakes, alligators, those out there. And we're also now recovering. There's a lot of vehicles that are underwater right now. So we have dive teams going out there checking on them to make sure that there's nobody in those vehicles.
Hermine has moved away from the coast, removing the threat of heavy rain in the mid-Atlantic, but the threat of dangerous waves and currents remains. Former Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says Donald Trump's visit to Detroit yesterday was to show the African-American community that it's not just Democrats who care about them.
Donald Trump is changing that narrative and is really starting to talk about this in a very serious way. And I've had many discussions with him about it. He becomes very animated during those discussions, and this is a subject about which he cares deeply.
Carson was on Fox News Sunday. Gregory Meeks is the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus. He thought the Trump visit to Detroit was insincere.
You have what I think is a bait-and-switch scenario that Donald Trump is trying to put on and to, you know, in the words of Marco Rubio, con the American people, in this instance, con African Americans.
Meeks was also on Fox News Sunday. Turkey state-run news agency says Turkish troops and allied Syrian rebels have driven the Islamic State group from the last strip of territory it controlled along the Syrian-Turkish border. For the second weekend in a row, the horror movie Don't Breathe is number one at the box office.
Is he blind?
He's lost his sight in Iraq or something.
That's kind of messed up to have a blind guy, isn't it?
Just because he's blind don't mean he's insane, bro. We do this tonight.
Several new releases struggled to find traction at the movies over the Labor Day weekend. This is AP Radio News. At the G20 summit in China, President Obama met with British Prime Minister Theresa May, and he says they are united on the most critical issues.
We will continue to oppose Russian aggression in Ukraine. We will continue to counter cyber threats. We will continue to work diligently to root out terrorist networks, and we'll work to destroy ISIL.
May says she intends to seize new trading opportunities for a Britain that has voted to leave the European Union. The fall colors of New England will soon be seen, but it could be a short foliage season. Dry weather, including drought conditions in some areas, could dull the fall colors in the six states. Dry conditions could also trigger a display of vibrant red in particular trees, boosting the range of color. But that splash won't last long. In drought-stricken areas, the leaves will drop shorter. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.